setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation about you, specifically your purpose. You are created to fill a unique role in your work. That means that you are needed. You are tremendously valuable no matter what somebody has said about you, said to you, done to you. I'm telling you, you have tremendous value. But see, I don't say that to make you feel good because there's a whole nother little part of that sentence. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. See, working and living on purpose isn't an option. It's not about you. You were created to contribute. Somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. And so that's the conversation. Some of you are listening today, have no idea what you want to do with your life. We can help. Some of you know what you want to do, but you don't know how to get there. We can help. Some of you know what you're supposed to do. You know how to get there, but finances, family, fear, maybe even past failure is holding you back. We have seven stages that'll lead you up the mountain to your professional pinnacle. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started. Get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. We're going to help you identify where you are and how to get to the next stage. Here's how we do it. One-on-one, 844-747-2577. It is a toll-free number, 844-747-2577. Got a few phone lines open. People are standing by. But before we get to that, I want to break down my philosophy and methodology in the get clear stage. Talent, passion, mission. Those are the indicators. The creator of the universe put all of those in you. Talent, those are hard skills, soft skills that you can develop from just that basic raw talent. Passion is work you love. I don't care who you are, where you're from. Everybody has a type of work, a task, a function, a role that when you think about it, you get excited. That's high emotion. When you're in the middle of it, time seems to stand still and you'll do it when you don't feel good. You do it for the work. You love the work. That's why we call it passion. There's one other piece. Mission. Mission speaks to the results of your work. And I've shared my personal story many times. For those of you who haven't heard it, I started into broadcasting and I started in sports broadcasting. I got in it. I really love broadcasting. I'm really good at communicating. Some of you go, well, I don't think you are. Well, that's your opinion and I get that. So it was talent, yes, of communication, entertaining. It was passion. I love that performance, the pressure of being live right now. I'm not nervous. I got the juice. But the result of sports broadcasting was really entertainment. There's nothing wrong with entertainment. For somebody else, that's a missional result for them. But I wanted to equip people. I wanted to encourage people. So I changed trajectories. I changed path. What are the results that fire me up? Very simple. Influence. I broadcast, that's the passion, the work I love, to influence. Talent and passion aren't enough. If you work in talent alone, you will be successful. Hear me say this. There are people on Wall Street that are making seven figures, and they hate their freaking job. By the way, they hate their life, too. That's why they're addicted. That's why they have 16 cars, 16 wives, you name it. They're searching to fill a hole. Now, if you use your talent in your work and you perform your passion, you do your work you love, you will be satisfied. There's no question. You will be very satisfied if you look back on your life and your career. You'll be satisfied because you are doing something that you're good at and you are doing work you love. You'll be satisfied. But mission is the last piece. All work creates results. So if you use your talent, think of those as premium tools, to do work you love, that's the passion. But you create results. You put results into the world through your work that matter deeply to you. Back to my example. When I do today's show, I can look back on it and go, I turned some light bulbs on for some people. I encouraged some people. I pushed some people. Was it entertaining? Maybe. You know, there's some people out in the lobby looking at me through the glass. I don't know if they're going to be entertained or not. But I'm here to equip and encourage. So what's that result that fires me up? My mission result? Influence. Influence. As long as I'm doing work that I'm good at, that I love, that is producing influence, transformational change, I'm in my sweet spot. I'm in alignment. I'm doing what I was created to do. So when I say that talent and passion aren't enough, I'm pushing you. I'm driving you. Nobody has to ever teach a human being to wonder, why am I here? Have you ever thought about that? Think about this for a second. I'm a parent of three. I get teenagers now. Jeez, I thought toddlers were hard. Try teenagers. Holy smokes. I'll probably be bald in a year. But you'll never know it, by the way, because I have so much pride, I'll put a rug on. It'll be an awful rug, but it'll be hilarious. What if I do a comb over? Right above the ear? That'd be funny too. Nobody has to have to teach a toddler how to say no to mom or dad or to steal a toy from another kid. You ever seen that before? Put a kid in daycare or the nursery at church, and nobody has to teach a toddler, hey, go over there and take that toy from that boy. It's just in who we are. Nobody has to teach a toddler to be rebellious or to lie or anything. It's just who we are. And nobody has to teach an adult how to wonder at night, why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? And so when I teach this mechanism, this methodology of looking inward to get clear in stage one, you've already got the clues. You've been given by your creator talent that you can harness and you can hone into sharpened skills. Technical skills are hard skills. Soft skills are people skills. And I can just tell you, even if you've never worked in a job you love in your life, I'm telling you, there are tasks, there's a role, there are functions that if I put you in it, it's like a tuning fork going off in your chest. And I can tell you, because you have a soul, that everybody wants to make a contribution. So what if you could make the income you need and want and the impact? I'm telling you, that's not a myth. It's not this lot that is reserved for a few lucky, fortunate souls who stumbled into it. You can make the paycheck and you can be on purpose. You can make the income and the impact. Remember this, Ramsey Solutions is the largest study of net worth millionaires, 10,000. And the third largest group of net worth millionaires were teachers. The median salary for teachers in the United States is $60,000. How is it possible? Because they're in their sweet spot. They're using their talent to do work they love to produce results that matter. They're using the skills of communication and connection to influence, to advise, to instruct, to influence the next generation. So they make enough money. They adjust their lifestyle. Folks, the stuff makes sense and it works. And I'm on a crusade to help as many people as possible realize there is a unique role. It's not just one job and it's not just one career path. I didn't say that. I said, as long as you're using your talent to do work you love, to produce results that matter to you, let me tell you something, you're in your sweet spot. People are going to look at you and go, you were born for this. So let's help you figure it out. Coming up next, take your calls. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you go from paycheck to purpose, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Lindsay, who joins us in Phoenix, Arizona. Lindsay, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay.
So thanks so much for taking my call. I was just curious to get your opinion. I was just offered a promotion at my job, and I'm trying to discern if I am just like anxious and fearful about the change or if there's a check in my spirit indicating that I shouldn't move in that direction.
Yeah, love this question. So we got to figure out if fear is telling you the truth and thus protecting you, or is fear lying to you? It's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we afraid of? We got to get super specific.
Yeah, so it's a big change. I run a learning center, so I get to interact with like my students and their parents and all that stuff every day. So this would be moving out of the learning center into managing 8 different locations and being in charge of their like their center directors and helping them become more, you know, better at their jobs.
So would you would you be in charge of people in a leadership role?
Yes.
That are doing what you're doing now?
Correct. Yep.
So you do have a great understanding of what you're leading.
Yeah.
Because you do it now. And mm-hmm. I'm guessing you're pretty darn good at it. It's why they offered you a promotion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So all you told me is what the opportunity is. You didn't tell me what you're afraid of. We've got to identify exactly what you're afraid of. And I don't care if it's 7 things. You got to name it very specifically, and we're going to put it on the witness stand. And we're going to see okay. if fear is telling all the right. truth or is fear lying. What are you afraid of?
I'm scared of totally failing my bosses. I'm scared of not being taken seriously by people who have been my coworkers when I'm like ahead of them.
Yeah.
And honestly, this sounds really silly, but I'm scared of not having a set schedule and like knowing exactly what I'm doing every day when I wake up.
Yeah. Hey, you got some real emotion around this.
Yeah. What's going on? So a little more.
Yeah. There's something else there.
The person they originally offered this job to, her cancer came back really aggressively and she's on hospice.
Oh.
So that's how it came to me. So it's like high emotion.
Yeah.
And I have to make a big choice. So it's not easy.
No, I get it. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that. Cause I wanted to know what was behind that emotion, but this is somebody you care about and work with, and the circumstances by which this is coming to you is just pretty much awful.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, don't be sorry. We cry all the time on this show. I've cried on this show. Tears are welcome here because we're in the heart. This is a show about heart, by the way. You know that. So, let's talk about the first failure. You're afraid that you're going to fail. That's one of the most common fears there is. And so you are afraid that you're going to get in and you are tasked with leading these people and supporting them so they can do their job. True?
Yes.
Is there anything in the job description that I'm unaware of that's more specific than what I just said, where you go, I'm not quite sure I actually have the talent to pull that off?
No, but that's always been my weakest part in my current job, is like managing my staff. Now I do okay at it, but I know it's not my strength.
What about it is not? So what about managing and leading a team? Describe maybe a weakness there or two that you're very aware of.
I'm not good at like confrontation and conflict. I try to be too nice when I give people feedback, and then they usually like don't hear exactly what I'm trying to say. And then I just get really frustrated because I'm not communicating clearly and I know it, but
okay.
I can't figure out how to do that.
I got great news. Can I give you some great news? That is,
please.
That is very, very trainable. You can learn how to do that.
Okay.
That's actually not because you don't have the talent. That's just because you, like a lot of people, are not confrontational, and the idea of saying anything that's not puppies and rainbows, am I right? And then anything outside of that, you're like, ugh. Okay, I can teach how to do that, and I'll get to that in just a minute, and I can give you some more stuff on that. What else? What else has got you going, oh, I could fail because of this weakness? Because that's a no big deal. We can train you on that. What else?
I mean, I think that's honestly the biggest one. I mean, the little things like not being taken seriously by my coworkers is probably something they would just, and I would have to grow into, and knowing how to talk to them like I'm an authority, but not in like a jerk way.
Okay, I can help you with that too. I can help you with that too. Okay, that's easy. The bottom line is the execution of the job, you're not afraid of anything surrounding that. And the reality is that you are going to go in and lead people who are doing what you already do. So you know the ins and outs of the job. We already established that. True or false?
Yes, true.
So you got this, don't you, Lindsay?
I think so.
No, it's unacceptable. No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to get an answer out of you. Do you think you have this or not? There's two answers I'm looking for before you answer me. I know that I cannot do it. Therefore, Ken, thank you for the time. I'm going to turn it down. That's one option. The other option is, I know I can do it, Ken. Thank you for the time. I'm going to take the job and crush it. Now, Do you believe that you can do the job, Lindsay?
Yes, I do. I think I know I can do it.
There we go. So what we did is we put the fear on the witness stand. We're going, wait a second, what's going on here? So everybody's afraid of failure. Everybody's afraid of change. That's normal. But we have to identify what's causing that fear, and we expose it, and we just did. Now, let me address the two things that you're concerned about, the weaknesses, okay? Mm-hmm. First, on the confrontation thing, it leads to the second thing you brought up, which is them taking you seriously.
Right.
On the confrontation piece, here's what you must be. You must be clear, but you can be clear and kind at the same time. This idea that you confront somebody with an area that they've got to do better in, or instruct them. So really, leadership is about two types of confrontation. Instruction, hey, you're doing it this way. I want you to do it this way. I want you to work on this. Here's how we want you to do it. Now try it and do it. That's instructing. That's the coaching part of leadership. Another coaching part of leadership is correction. Hey, you were very insensitive. You were a bull in a china shop with the parent or the kid or whatever. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the deal. You don't have to be a jerk to instruct or correct. That's a myth. But if you're very clear while being kind, can you be clear and kind at the same time?
I think so.
No. You know, I know, well, you're not doing very good at it. You're sucking at it. Those are your words. Right? You're not being clear enough. You're really good on the kind. I think you got kind handled. You suck at being clear, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So we be clear. So before we get kind, I don't think you can be unkind. You're spending all your time trying to be kind. You got kind in spades. I want you to be clear and go, hey, here's the deal. This is not a fun conversation for me. But let me just tell you, you're doing a great job. You're a really good person. Here's something we have to address. And then wrap it up with, you're a really great person. I believe in you. This is not a spot, a stain on you. Let's just move forward. That's just a wonderful little sandwich there. Appreciation, direct information that's very clear. They should not misunderstand you. You just must be clear. Mm-hmm. Now, the last piece, you're worried you're not going to be taken seriously. You're going to fail. Let me tell you two things that a leader needs to do to win. These are only two things. I want you to routinely, every week minimum, maybe sometimes every day, the direct reports, you've got to say these two things. You ready? The first one is... Mm-hmm. How are you doing? Not how you doing when you walk past them in the hallway. That's a BS greeting. I want you to say, mm-hmm. How are you doing in your personal life? How's the family? How's the kids? How's your mom? How's your dad? Whatever's going on in their life. How are you doing? That's a connection question. That's building relationship. The second question is, how can I help you win? Folks, I just took care of all of your leadership struggles. I'm not trying to be overly simple, but I'm just telling you, you will be a good leader of people if you routinely ask those questions. How are you doing? It's a personal question. Next question, how can I help you win? Here's what happens.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really good. Connection is the first thing that happens. And as you connect with them relationally, then the credibility comes with the trust. And then they begin to say, hey, she's really for me. Lindsay's for me. I trust her. Lindsay, you got this. You better say yes. The best is yet to come. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Different kind of talk radio show. We're not talking politics. We're talking purpose. And I can tell you, your state capital and our nation's capital, they're not going to help you with your purpose at all. I wouldn't be paying attention to any of them, to be honest with you. I don't care what party. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's stay right here in our backyard, Nashville, Tennessee. Christine is on the line. Christine, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Kenneth. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
I'd love to briefly share my career journey with you and then get your counsel and advice of kind of what to do next.
Okay, go.
Okay, so in my 20s, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee. I had the dream of becoming a professional songwriter, and I was very blessed, and I achieved it. I achieved it very quickly. It was bizarre.
Wow.
And so I was, it was weird. So I was under contract for 4 years with a very reputable publishing company here. And I was a tiny fish in a big pond, and I did great for a small fish. And then this is a decade story, and the contract ended in 2016. By the end of the fourth year, I was a little burned out and tired and lost and not really sure what I wanted to do. Right now, I would say there is still a huge part of my heart after 4 to 5 years in that industry that loves songwriting and as a career, not just as a hobby. I'm still very much in love with it. So when that ended, I just ran out, grabbed a desk job just to keep income coming in, which sucked after going from the music industry.
Oh, I can't even imagine how you go from songwriter to...
We're not even going to go there.
Okay,
no, we're
good.
Not even
okay,
go
good.
There.
All right.
We're not going to go there. There's a lot of mental health.
Oh, I'm sure. But I'm sure.
But I worked with very sweet, kind people at this desk job, and it sucked. Okay, so here's where I am now. If you were to say, what's your passion? I would say health. And that led me to an internship on a organic agriculture internship where I'm a Christian. I was around a lot of Christians, and it was a blessing of an experience. It was a short amount of time, but it was a blessing that kind of offered me a whole new career option. I am still, so that
What kind of health?
I would, so this is going to sound new to some people. I am a huge believer in righteous stewardship from the soil up. So the health of the soil impacting the health of your animals, impacting the health of your kids' nutrition.
Okay.
So I'm passionate about nutrition and health.
Got it.
Nutritional
health. Okay.
So,
and one more question on that, because I know you're giving me background, but I want to get something here.
Yep.
If you're intrigued by nutritional health, is that as a nutritionist, kind of a health coach, content, or is it more on that public content?
I fell in love with organic agriculture. So,
so you want to grow it?
Yeah, possibly. I would want to be, my dream would be kind of to be on a small organic agriculture farm or ranch that probably buses in a working farm that probably buses in some kids for education, things like that. So kind of more, I could see myself half in the field working hard with the animals, half maybe teaching kids or parents how to really harness kids' nutrition.
Okay, great. That's a wonderful vision. I got the dream. So what's the question?
Yeah, so the question is, my heart feels a bit, here's the question, I'm back at the damn desk job again right now, just because I don't have a clear-cut path. I have been volunteering hardcore at some organic farms in my area, and I'm blessed that I have Mondays off so I can additionally keep my feet wet the songwriting community.
Got it.
My heart feels torn between the two.
Your heart is torn between this organic nutrition dream and writing songs.
Yep.
Yeah. What if I told you that I didn't think you had to choose?
I agree with you.
Oh, great. Makes things a little easier.
I totally agree with you. And that's where I am.
Okay. Right. Well, wait. I know. All right. Let me take over from here, if you don't mind. Can I take over? Okay, great. So you're back at the desk job because you got a financial issue. We need stability. That's the issue. Yep. That's why we're at the desk job. So how much money do you need to make? What's that number where we go, well, if I was going to replace the desk job today, what's the number I got to bring?
It's just me. I can get by real comfortable on give or take $2,000 a month.
So what is that? Are you making $24,000 in the desk job?
Let's say $29,000 to $30,000. I can get by just fine.
Okay. And that's what you're making now.
Yes.
Okay, great. So we got to replace $30,000. All right. There's no need to go backwards. Yep. Okay. So there's a couple ways to replace that. Let's just common sense. We're not getting detailed. I'm trying to get your head aligned with your heart, and your head's freaking out right now, okay? And it's keeping you from moving forward. So let's get practical. There's two ways to get $30,000. One, ideally, we go work for some clean food, organic farm, doing something. Even if you're doing the kind of administrative crap you're doing now, it wouldn't suck as much because you'd be in the environment doing the thing you're doing. So one way to do it is we get $30,000 in the industry, not the dream job, but we just get $30,000 in the clean food, organic, from the dirt stuff. Okay, that's one option. The other option is we get another day job that we don't hate as much, doesn't suck as much, and it allows me to continue to look, continue to volunteer. You're using the proximity principle, which I wrote a book on, which says in order to do what Christine wants to do, she's got to get around people that are doing it and get in places where it is happening. You're doing that. Bravo. Opportunity is coming to you if you just keep doing that alone. A third option is, I didn't think of this one until now, is you get a couple of part-time jobs.
Yeah.
That make up 30. Okay. Maybe one is part-time in the industry you want to be in, which is the organic stuff. And the other is just some type of other part-time day job. Now, you take all of that, all those three options. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then we're still going to pursue songwriting. Now, this is going to be a bit of a struggle for a while, but you've been successful.
Yeah.
This is rare that I have this conversation with somebody who's actually done the songwriting to great success.
Yeah.
You know you can write songs. You also know what your creative rhythm needs to look like.
Yep.
So what we got to do is we got to find time, and maybe there's a season where you're not songwriting yet until we get stable.
Sure.
But where I'm going is we got to get you to where you've got to where you're in full time in the organic food space, and we have time to also be writing songs. Because here's why. This is not just a strategic play. You being creative and writing songs, you did really well. There's no reason to believe you can't recreate that. And blowing up with one song in Nashville could very well fund the farm.
Yeah.
Come on, I know what I'm talking about. So do you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're going to bank on that, but I'm saying because you love songwriting, that creative part of you needs to stay alive. And you might just make some really good money, which will allow you to maybe not blow up in one song, but a couple of good songs allows you to save up to buy that little piece of dirt and start your thing. So what we got to do is what I just did. We break it down so it's not this big, giant hill we're trying to climb or mountain. We go, oh, I got to take this step and then this step. So you're in stage one, get clear. You're very clear.
Yeah.
And now it's about getting qualified. And I think it's really about the proximity principle for you. It's maybe some licensing here. I mean, some certification here and there on the nutrition space as you can afford it, as you can fund it. But that's the path forward for you. I think it's both. So what we got to figure out is I already gave you the options. You got to figure out what's the best option right now for the $30,000 that keeps us stable. Because stability is the key for you so that we can do this other stuff on the side, songwriting and maybe the organic stuff. You got it?
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey, Christine, you got this.
Yes, sir.
You got this.
Oh, thank you.
You know.
I got this. You have my confidence.
Yeah. Well, you should have confidence because I'm telling you, nothing's missing here. The talent's there, the passion there, the mission is there. Do both.
Thank you.
Do both. Sometimes, folks, our brain tries to make us take this false choice. Get your heart involved. Tell the brain to shut up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. This is where men and women come to get clear, to get qualified, to get connected, to get started, to get promoted, to get the dream job so they can give themselves away. 844-747-2577 is the number. Some of you are going, I'm ready to make a change. In fact, we're seeing a lot of data out there that's saying 40% of the American workforce will change jobs this year, many of those being career switches. It's fascinating. The pandemic really changed the mindset of so many people because change was forced on them. And so they were like, well, maybe I'll make another change because I've had this other massive change. And I know that the job search can sometimes be really, really anxiety-driven, rejection-driven. You send in a bunch of resumes. You're not doing it right if you're doing it that way. Use my resume guide. Use our resume templates. use the proximity principle to make connections at the companies you're interested in, all that. But it's still, it's kind of a yucky process. That's why I partnered with a free resource that happens to be the best resource. ZipRecruiter is the number one job site in the world. Their candidates are three times as likely to get hired. It's free to you. Companies are paying them to get access to talent. So they came to me and said, Ken, you got a bunch of people that want to make changes. They want to make a difference. They want to move up, get promoted. So I'm telling you, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken is the place to go. It's free. So I'm not pitching you on something you got to buy. And there's no strings attached. It takes you a couple of minutes to fill out a profile. You hit submit. And their world-class technology takes over. They begin matching your profile to jobs that are connected to companies that are using the service. And the company reaches out to you directly if they're interested in you. And they say, hey, we want you to apply. That's the best way to get hired. It's like an extra recruiting tool. And it's free. Why wouldn't you do this? ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, to the phones. St. Louis, Missouri. Andrew joins us there. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, sir. What's up?
Yeah, just really looking for some clarity on whether or not I should switch jobs at the moment or not. Okay. You just mentioned, the last year and a half really changing things for people. That's certainly true. Definitely realized work from home is so much better. And I really would like to pursue something in that realm, at least in the short term. I'm currently, just in January, started going to school for counseling, pursuing a master's. That's what I really want to do. Currently working in human resources, and I don't think it's the right thing for me.
Okay.
So just don't know if I should. I'm still several years out from graduating. Don't know if I should switch now to something maybe a little bit more enjoyable, or just stick it out for a few more years.
I think you're overthinking this. My answer is this is a day job anyway. So whatever you'd switch to is a day job that has some better circumstances. And it sounds like to me you want remote work. So if you can get another day job, because we know the dream job is counseling. We got a couple of years of education on that. So I'm fine with you making the switch. But we don't want to go backwards financially if we don't have to. So if we can replace the current day job with another day job that's more enjoyable, better environment, better culture, whatever, and we're making the same amount of money or a little bit more, and it's a better platform to stay on until we step into the dream job, absolutely go for it.
Okay.
There's nothing risky there. You go look for something, you find it, you apply for it. If they offer it to you and you feel like it meets all the criteria that you want, and it's a better environment for the next couple of years, sure, go for it.
Okay.
Am I missing something?
I appreciate that. No, I think you hit it like head on, kind of help, calling it the day job. And this is just, the season you're in for a couple of years. The counseling thing is what I wanted to pursue before I went into this.
Yeah.
And now I'm circling back, and I should have probably pursued it from the beginning. But this has been a great experience, so
it's fine.
I don't regret it.
Don't regret it at all. Because listen, Andrew, I was selling sponsorships to live events. I was selling booths and magazine ads and website URLs. And I sold sponsorships while I was pursuing broadcasting. Yeah, that's the day job, man. I had responsibilities. I didn't love it.
Right.
But it's what I needed to do to step into the dream job. So, man, look, make the move. Be smart about it. And I know you're going to be, but there's no problem with that at all. It's going to be great. I'd rather you be more fulfilled and enjoy yourself in a day job as you are waiting. You're persisting. You're persevering in getting that counseling degree. They're going to go through a season where you got to kind of do some of the, I don't know if they call it student counseling, but you're going to have to kind of earn your stripes there. And so having something that you enjoy that is also stable, if you can get that, and I believe you can, go get it. Don't even think twice about it. Nothing risky about that at all. Nothing. So, I love the question, though, because I think some people go, well, I'm headed here, and I'm in this thing that I really don't love. Is it okay for me to make a change in the interim? And the answer is, abso-freaking-lutely, it's okay. It's like the calls we get where people go, hey, Ken, here's the deal. Got a great job offer. Got a great opportunity. But the people I'm with now, they're really great people. I like the people. They've been really good to me. This is a great opportunity. This is my future, my dream. I got this over here, but should I take it? Because I feel really bad if I leave these other people. It's like, what are you, an indentured servant? I realize I just said indentured servant. There's a bunch of people who have no idea what that means. Okay, back in the colonial days, even biblical days, the way that people would pay off debt is they would be servants for X amount of years to pay off the debt. But you don't owe them anything more than gratitude. So we can't concoct all these fake reasons as to why we can't make a move forward. If it's a good move forward and you can do it. Stop thinking about it. All right, let's go to, is it Minot? Oh, good. Minot, North Dakota. Boy, that was a total guess. I am hooked on phonics, folks, in case you didn't know. Tony joins us there. Tony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Tony. What's up?
So me and my family want to get back to our hometown, and I'm having second thoughts about my good-paying job because of the management. What can I do?
Well, you got to decide. What's the bigger priority?
I mean, in the long run, we've always wanted to get back to our hometown, but we just don't know when the right time is.
I'll tell you when the right time is. When you find something that is in your sweet spot in your hometown.
Okay.
That's why why these calls are free, folks, because the advice is mind-blowing sometimes. Isn't that mind-blowing? Sometimes I impress myself with my advice. No, seriously, dude, I'm having some fun with you. If it's going to be a massive pay cut that puts me in a not so desirable or maybe even crappy position, even though I'm home with family, it's not the right time. But when I find something that I enjoy that's in my sweet spot, or even a day job that I can at least manage and be okay with, that is a temporary move, just like the last caller, that gets me back home around family and I don't go backwards financially, that's when you move. Does that make sense?
It does. I just, in this kind of searching that I've done so far, like if I were to say go back tomorrow, I don't think I could find anything for less than a $20,000 pay cut. And
so Tony, I felt like I just covered this. I'm going to say it again. So we don't go back tomorrow. We keep looking. Hey, it's possible that maybe you have to get qualified to be able to get something that pays
better. I think that would be the biggest thing.
Well, then do it. Get qualified. Stay where you are now. Okay?
Okay.
Mom and dad are still there. We've got these things called airplanes. There's this really cool thing called Zoom and Skype where we can still see everybody. Be patient is my point.
Okay.
Don't move back home until it's the right thing. Home's going to be there. Now, I'm just going to tell you, Tony, there's no right or wrong here. I'm just telling you what I would do. You called me to ask me. I would not move home. And take a big step backwards. But that's me. I fully acknowledge that some people are like, I don't care about the sweet spot stuff, Ken, that you teach. I just want to be around Mom and Dad and Uncle Larry. Well, to me, I love Uncle Larry, but I don't need to live near him. You know?
So, yeah.
Tony, you got to do what's right. And what's right is we wait or we go dig and we find something that is right for us to move into. Get qualified. Step into it. You got this. Hey, my time's almost up. But remember this. You matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.